This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Consumer spending up almost 2.5% last month. You roll that in with a retail sales number from last week, a 5% bump, and that is not so bad. So we got Alana Furco at the Butte Plaza Mall on the phone, where she is in charge of all things retail and consumer and otherwise. Hi, Alana.
Hi, Kai. Happy day. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
You know, I am well. That's the best I can tell you.
Wow. You're usually pretty good. So well is a step down, I think.
I saw a thing on Facebook today. It said, I'm halfway between losing my mind and finding my soul.
Oh, wow.
February is kind of like, it's a tougher month on me because it is colder. It's a little depressing. And circumstances, you know, I know things are getting better, so that is hopeful. So I will snap out of it.
Yeah, I hear you. And look, we're all hoping for the best. How is it for? It's been like 4 or 5 months now since we've talked to you. How's it been at the Butte Plaza Mall?
You know, our stores are getting back to better. We try not to say normal because we don't know what that's going to be. We're still trying to figure out the best routine. Our store hours are extending a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Our theater is starting to get some fresher movies. So, you know, things are better.
What's the state of play with a couple of regulars there? First of all, I want to know about the mall walkers. Last time we talked, you had told them to not come anymore. Are they back? Are you going to let them back? What's the deal with them?
You know, we did suspend walking, and we had to do it. There's just too many health risks involved. But I believe March 13th is the one-year anniversary of the shutdown here locally. I'm hoping close to then to get them back in the mall and maybe restrict their walking hours, just have them walk in the morning. And locally right now, so we've got a population of around 33,000 here in Butte, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Around 3,278 Butte residents are fully vaccinated.
Yeah. You have a new governor there. He has lifted the mask mandate. Are you having a fight with people trying to come into the mall? I mean, I imagine as a private enterprise, you guys are allowed to require whatever you want. But are your customers agreeable?
It's still a struggle, almost daily. We do have it posted on our doors, and actually our local health department is still enforcing a mask mandate, but it's a struggle.
I might have asked you this last time, and honestly, I can't remember, and I apologize. How much of your time, which is supposed to be spent managing this mall and ensuring your tenants and your customers are, you know, carrying out the business of the day, how much of your time is spent monitoring and managing this pandemic and masks and distancing and all of that?
Actually, a lot of my stores or my businesses will call me to problem solve for them.
Oh, wow.
If there's an argument. Huh. And I always show up with a mask or two.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to make it a safe environment for everyone. But my priority has got to be the health and safety of the businesses. Some people just want to see how far they can go. So they will be difficult. But most are reasonable. And those who are not, you know, we'll just take a walk to the doors. And some people choose to leave. And that's okay. That is their choice.
Yeah. So here we are, February. I imagine probably in Butte it's going to be, I don't know, like 8 more weeks, 10 more weeks until you guys get springtime. Are you going to make it through the end of the long, cold winter?
We are going to make it. We are. I got to tell you, we can get through anything with this beautiful blue sky above us.
There you go.
I'm very much looking forward to springtime.
For sure. For sure. Alana Furco, she's the manager of the Butte Plaza Mall, Butte, Montana. Alana, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon. Stay safe.
You too. Stay healthy.